Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Beis. We begin the Masechta, and the first question is, why is the Masechta called Pesachim? A plural language, Pesachim. So the Rishonim explain that either because we know there's a Pesach Rishon and there's a Pesach Sheni, if you were Tamei or unable to bring the Korban Pesach on the first Pesach, you bring it on Pesach Sheni. That's one reason. Another reason the Rishonim give is that really there are two subjects discussed in this Masechta. The first four Prokim and the last Perek discuss Matzah, Bedikas Chametz, the Seder, and then the other Prokim discuss Korban Pesach. And in fact, originally it was two Masechtas, and then they were combined into one Masechta. I saw another thing that the Meiri says, the word Pesachim stands for Pesach Yud Mem. Yud Mem stands for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Masechta talks about Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. But one more pshat that I'd like to say. Somebody once came to the Abt Rav and said to him, I lost my fortune. I lost all my assets. And the Rebbe gave him a bracha, gave him some advice, but said, you know, you lost something else also. He said, yeah, what else did I lose? He said, you lost a Korban Tamid. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, a Korban Tamid was brought in the morning, and a Korban Tamid was brought in the afternoon, and you lost that. We all lost it. So when we learn Masechta Pesachim, we want to remember every day, yes, there's Chametz, yes, there's Matzah, yes, there's the Seder. But Chazal wanted us to remember every day, Pesach, that we lost the opportunity to bring a Korban Pesach, and Hashem should help that we should get that opportunity back very soon. So the first halacha we're going to discuss as we begin the Mishnah is the halacha of Bedikas Chametz. We all know that the night before Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, we have to do Bedikas Chametz. There are three psukim in the Torah that speak about chametz. One is a mitzvah say, ki chol chametz tashbisu mibateichem, you have to rid yourself, dispose of all chametz. And there are two loisa says, so lo yimotze mibateichem, you're not allowed to have chametz, for lo yirah lecha chametz, which, just to familiarize with terminology, is what's known as Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotzei. A Jew is not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Now, truthfully, what should be enough is just to do bittul chametz. Say, I don't own any chametz, I don't want to have any part of it. Midaraisa, most Rishonim, it's really Gemara and Daf Dalet, say that that would be adequate. Why do we do Bedikas chametz? So there's Rashi's approach and this Tosfos' approach. And in Rashi's approach, there are a few approaches. One approach is the Ritva's approach in Rashi, that, yeah, Chazal gave us choice. You could either do Bittul Chametz, or you could do Bedikas Chametz, do one or the other. It's a difficult approach, because as we're going to learn the Sugis, it seems that everybody agrees you have to do both. So another pshat that's said in Rashi, by the Ran, is that we're concerned that if you're just going to do Bittul, you're not going to do it properly. So that's why Chazal wanted you to do Bedikas Chametz and physically get rid of the Chametz. Another concern, the Rabbi Tanura says, is that during Yom Tov you may find Chametz. And when you find the Chametz, you may say, this is a great piece of Chametz. I went and I was mevatel this. Retroactively, you'll say that Bittul is invalid. So that's why rid yourself of all Chametz. The Cheshik Shloima says a different pshat. We're going to learn the Masech that sometimes there's chametz that you have in your rishus, in your property, that you don't own but you're responsible for. If a non-Jew leaves with you his chametz for safekeeping, you're responsible, but you can't be mevatlet, you don't own it. So that's why Chazal said do bedikas chametz. That's Rashi's approach with the various pshatim in Rashi's approach. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, yes, bittul is enough. Bittul is enough. But what's the concern? During Yom Tov, You're going to find a piece of chametz, gluska yafa. You'll find a nice piece of bread, a nice roll, a nice piece of cake, and you'll forget yourself, and you'll eat the chametz, chas v'shalom. So that's why Chazal said, do bedikas chametz, that you shouldn't come to that problem. Taisus and all the Rishonim discuss, if that's the concern, why are we only worried about Pesach? Why are we not worried by every other time that you're not allowed to eat something, that you should have to get rid of it? So Taisus explains, a Nazir that's not allowed to drink wine, he is not allowed to drink wine, but everybody else may. Yom Kippur, sick people, children, they're allowed to eat. They're allowed to eat food. We're not. Another pshat is Yom Kippur is only one day. Pesach is 7 days. Midaraisa, Chutz Laaretz, 8 days. Pesach food is osur b'hano. The rest of the time when food is osur, it's not necessarily osur b'hano. And the biggest issue, obviously, is that non-kosher food, for example, you're never allowed to eat. So a Jewish person knows he's not allowed to eat non-kosher food. He'll see something that's non-kosher, he won't come to eat it. Chametz is something that the whole year we eat. We're allowed to eat. So it's something that we're used to eating. There's a concern that we will forget ourselves and eat it. And that's why Chazal said, "Tu bedikas chametz, get it out of your rishos." What is a nafka mina la halacha between Rashi's approach and Taisu's approach? So I can think of two nafka minas. One nafka mina is, let's say you have your apartment. You have an apartment, you have a house. And in your house, you have a shul in your dining room. Do you have to do bedikas chametz? You don't own that area. You rent it out. You let people down there. If the issue is, as Taisa says, we're concerned that you may find chametz and eat it, so it doesn't make a difference if you own the area or not. We have to prevent you from chas v'shalom possibly eating it. If, on the other end of Rashi's concern, is that we're afraid that you're going to own it, this chametz was never yours, so you don't have to worry about it. Another nafka mina is, let's say somebody didn't do bedikas chametz or didn't do it properly, and he finds chametz on Yontif. He did Bittel, but he didn't do Bedika. According to Taisus, Bittel is 100% satisfactory. So he did Bittel. Chazal told us do Bedika to avoid a problem. So he will not transgress even B'shoigig by Yiroa by Yimotze. According to Rashi, since you didn't do what Chazal told you, and now you found Chametz, then at least with Rabbanon, you will have been over by Yiroa by Yimotze. Begins the Mishnah. All Abba Osir, we're going to have a long discussion of Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, what the word R means, but all we know means the night of the 14th day of Pesach, Baikinus HaChametz L'Araner, we check for the Chametz by candlelight. Kamakum She'ein Mechnisa by Chametz, wherever the Chametz is not brought, Ein Tzar Bedika, there's no requirement to check for. B'ma Emru, what is an example? And we're not going to really spend time in explaining these lines now, we'll do that when we get to it in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem. Be'i Shuris B'Matev, two rows in a wine cellar, makom shemachnisim bechametz, as the Gemara will explain, people sometimes during the meal will go down to the wine cellar to get a bottle of wine. How much are those two rows? Beishar mayim beishar rois a kol pnei marativ, the entire cellar. Beisela oimrim shtei shuris hachitzonis shehen al yonis, the upper two rows. So the Mishnah uses the language of or, which, as we said, means night. Why the Mishnah uses the language of or? We'll talk about that more tomorrow. It should have just said Leil. But the Ravid says, Lahaloch Lamaisa, that the reason the Mishnah uses the terminology or is to teach us that Bedikas Chametz should be done right away as the night begins. Or, when there's still a little light left, when the day is just ending, Bedikas Chametz should be done immediately. And I saw two Shailas Haloch Lamaisa relevant to what the Ravid says. One child like this, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should wash his hands before Bedikas Chametz. Now what's going to be the halacha? Water isn't available to you. So you could either do Bedikas Chametz immediately or wait till you get water. So the place can say, unless your hands are dirty, do Bedikas Chametz immediately. Since our Mishnah told us, as the Ravid explains, do Bedikas Chametz immediately or right away, do the Bedikas Chametz. Then I saw another shaila. Let's say somebody's on the way home to do bedikas chametz in the right time, and he finds something that belongs to somebody else. He found somebody's aveda, something that somebody lost, and he knows who the person that lost it is, And he knows, in fact, even, let's say, that that person is very anxious that they lost that item. Let's say somebody lost a piece of jewelry. So what should he do? Should he call the person, return the thing, or should he go home and do bedikas chametz and then get to it afterwards? So Rabbi Yosef says, halacha l'maisa, that he should do the bedikas chametz first. Since the Rav says Rabbi Yosef, that you have to do bedikas chametz immediately, it's a mitzvah veris, the time is gone. If you're going to delay it, you lost the opportunity to do it right, do the bedikas chametz, and then you'll do Hashavas Adeda.
Bedikas drabonon and Hashavas Adeda is the raisa.
But this is a mitzvah veris. It's a mitzvah veris. Now, one more that I saw from the Sefer Chadashim Gam Yishonim. He says, what's pshat or? When a person does bedikas chametz, he can't learn Torah. And we know or is Torah. Torah is compared to light. Tells us the Mishnah, don't worry. You're doing bedikas chametz is as good as learning. We can't leave the Mishnah without saying the vort of the Ratvaz. Ratvaz asks, boitken es chametz. We're not boiting the chametz, we're boiting the house. They should have said boitken es habayis. So the Ratvaz says that this Mishnah, apidrush, means boitken es chametz. Chametz represents the Yetzirah. Boitken es chametz, a person has to check his spiritual status. What's doing with his Yetzirah Tov? What's doing with his Yetzirah Hara? But there's another word. That word the Ratva says. But the Avodas Yisrael adds to it. What does a Jew have to check? His own heart, his own averus. A place where you don't do somebody else's. Don't check somebody else's averus. Just check your own averus. Begins the Gemara. My Or. What does Or mean? Rav Huna Nagi. Rav Huna means day. Rav Yehuda Melel. Rav Yehuda says it means night. Kusalka Daitach. So the Gemara says that we would say the man the Amen Nagi, the one that says Or means by day, means Nagi Mamish, during the day. Uman the Amen Leili, and the one that says night, Leili Mamish, means the night. Rashi takes up this curse. Meisvei asked the Gemara, how could you, Rav Yehuda, say that Or means night? It says in the Pasuk, we just read it, when Yosef was sending his brothers back to Eretz Yisrael, to their father, it says, Habayker Or, it became morning, Habayker, Vanashim Shulchu, and they sent them home. Alma Or Yimamahu, so we see that Or means day, answers the Gemara, Miksiv Ha'or Baiker, if it had said Ha'or Baiker, that Or would be a noun, and it would mean the day. A biker or ksiv. It says the word or after the word morning. What does that mean? Command omit safra nohar. That the morning began and it's time to, and he told him now go back. Uksrav Yehuda Merav, the Amrav Yehuda Merav, loilam yikonis adam bikitayv, a person should always get into a city when he's traveling when it's still light, v'yetz bikitayv, and he should leave the city when it's still light. So first of all, let's talk for a moment about the halacha. First of all, Tosfos was asked the question. It should have said the other way. It should have said yetzei b'kitayv. First, you leave the city, and then you come b'kitayv, and then you come to the city. The Gemara says it just the other way. So Tosfos said that's the derech hashas many times to speak about knisa before yitzia. Another pshat I saw is like this: when a person's leaving the city, he knows you don't start a trip until it's light. But when you're on the road and you want to get to a destination and you're anxious to get to destination, so even though the day already ends, you say, you know, I'll travel a little more just to get there already. So Gemara says, so there it's more likely that you're going to travel by night. Tells us the Gemara, la'olam, you can't speak kitayv. Even when you're almost there, don't travel at night. And the Mefarshim say, what does la'olam mean? Always. It doesn't mean if you're going, it doesn't make a difference if you're going for a dvar mitzvah or not a dvar mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference when in the year it is. A person should always travel by day. Why? So Rashi and Tosfos give two reasons. One reason is because it's dangerous. You don't know the road, chas v'shalom, what can happen on the road. And Tosfos also says there's a reason of mazikim, shadim on the road. Therefore, the Pesukim say, if you travel with more than one person, there's no concern for shadim. Furthermore, the Pesukim say that if you travel on a road that's well lit, the highways hopefully are well lit, so there's no concern that you're not going to see what's on the road. And there are times the roads didn't have any lighting, so that's much less of a concern. I saw a shaila. Let's say somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael and he travels to daven early in the morning by the kaisel. Was he allowed to go? So they also say he's going with Van Mitzvah. Maybe it is a heter. The Kaf HaChaim also says that a person should always try to travel on Tuesday, because it says the word Ki Toif twice on Tuesday, and try to avoid traveling on Monday, because by Bria Sa'ilim it doesn't say Ki Toif at all on Monday. But now the Pnei Yeshua asks a very simple question. The Gemara now is explaining Rav Huna Shita, and Rav Huna says that what does Orlab Asa mean in the morning? Ask the Pnei during the day. So he says, I don't understand. If that's what the Mishnah means, that you're supposed to do Brikas Chametz by day, the Mishnah says L'or HaNer, you use candlelight. So if it means night, I can understand why you're supposed to use candlelight, otherwise you can't see. But if it means day, so why do you need the Shragim Atara Mahani? Why does the candle help during the day? Says the Pnei Yeshua that even Rav Huna, who says day, doesn't mean any time Erev Pesach to do Brikas Chametz. He means early in the morning. You should do Bedikas Chametz after Amud HaShachar, before the Netz, when it's still very early and it's still dark, and that's why you need the Or HaNer, you need a candle. And with that he answers another question. He says that we're going to learn a few lines. The Gemara has another place that Or is used by day. V'yikr l'alekim l'or yoyim. Now that pasuk is one of the first pesukim in the Torah. So the Gemara should have used that pasuk first, rather than bringing a pasuk that's at the end of Bereishis. So he says, because the first pasuk seems to say that Yosef sent his brothers. When did he send his brothers back? Probably early in the morning. Which is exactly what Rav Huna said, that Bedikas Chametz should take place early in the morning. That's why the Gemara used that pasuk first. And the Gemara is saying that as early in the morning Yosef sent his brothers, it was still after the nets. Because before that it's not light. When it's already light. Continues the Gemara. Neisvei, there's a pasuk in Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Ka'or boiter yizrach shemesh," like the day the sun will shine. So again, we see "or" means day. Alma or yamamahu. Answers the Gemara, "Miksiv or boiter." If it would have said the word "or," you're right. It means another way of saying day. It says "ke'or boiter ksiv." With that kuf, it's comparing it. Just like the sun comes up and shines every morning in this world, Sadiqim will have such an experience where they will have the Shemesh. But it's more than that. In this world, this is what I'm going to explain. In this world, when the sun comes up, it comes up gradually, it gets stronger and stronger. Says the Gemara in Olam Haba, the sun for the tzaddikim will immediately be strong. It won't be gradual. They will immediately bask in the Shechina's light. Meisei, so ask the Gemara, which we quoted. The pasuk says, "V'yikr alakim la'or yoyim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu called day or. Alma so we see or yamamahu. The day is referred to yoyim. And so the Gemara hachikam. This is what the pasuk meant. L'mei ruba. The time, again, it's not a noun. It's a description of what happens. The time that the light starts coming, kora yoyim, is called day. Ask the Gemara if that's how you're defining the pasuk. Elamata, what does it say in the pasuk? L'choshech kora laila. The time that it gets dark is called night. Is that true? L'machshech bo kora laila. The time that gets dark is night. For Kaimelon, we know the at seis kechavim, until it's actually dark, yamamahu, it's day. So you can't say that pshat in the pasuk is that v'yikr l'alakim l'or yoyim, the time that gets light is day, and then say the time that gets dark is night, because the time that gets dark is still part of the day. Only when it's actually dark is it actually night. And actually Rabbi Chanan Vassman brings from here proof to a famous machlokes. The machlokes, very relevant every Matzah Shabbos, when night is. Is night only by Teis Kechavim, or is night already from earlier? Here you see that the Gemara calls night only by Tzeitz Kechavim until Tzeitz Kechavim is day. It's supposed to hold the latest man. But again, what's pshat in the pasuk? Alach kama. Kai rachmanu l'nahayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the day. Or pakdei mitzvos to the yom and said there are certain mitzvos that have to be done by day. Kai rachmanu l'chashucha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called darkness. or pack their mitzvahs to the Laila and call, told that there are certain mitzvahs that are done by night. Actually, the Mefarshim explain, there's an old question, what is night? Is darkness the absence of light, or is there a new creation called darkness? From our Gemara we see L'chashucha, there's something called Choshech, and that is a new Bria, a new creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that is at night. Meisvei asked the Gemara another question. Halu kol choich ve'or. Every day we say in Tefillah in the morning, all of the choich ve'or, Alma or Urtahu. Or means night. Because when do the stars come out? At night. So the Gemara come. This was Pshat in the Pasuk is. Halu kol choich ve'ha'me'irim. All the stars that shine should praise Hashem. Ask the Gemara if that's Pshat. El Mato, Koich Mahami'irim Hu Debo Shvuchi. Only the stars that shine should praise Hashem. She'ena Me'irim Loi Bo Shvuchi. Those that don't shine don't have to praise Hashem. V'aksiv, in the same paragraph it says, Halu Kol Tzvokov. Everything in the heaven praises Hashem. Halu Kamashmon, the Orka Chovim Nam Yahu. What the Pasuk is teaching us is that this light given off by stars is also considered light. Lamai nafkamina, regarding what nafkamina, l'noida min or. Somebody makes a neder that he won't have any benefit, any pleasure from light. The tnan that the Mishnah says in Masechta Nedarim, Tanya, Braisa, hanoida min or. Somebody makes a neder that he won't have hanoa from or. Also ba'orin shel kacham, he's not allowed to have hanoa even from starlight, because the pasuk calls that or. Says Taisus, that's only in a place where Loshem B'nai Adam, where people, when they speak about light, include starlight. But let's say you live in a place where people, when they speak about light, nobody refers to starlight as light. By Nedarim, says Taisus, we go after Loshem B'nai Adam, where people, the way people speak, and it's not included. Ask the Sfasemis of Gevaldi Gekasha. If Taisus is saying that we always follow the way people speak by Nedarim, so what's the Mishnah telling us, that Or is considered, Or of Kacham is considered Or? Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference what the Mishnah says, it makes a difference the way we speak. So what's the Mishnah teaching us, the Braisa teaching us? Says the Sasem is like this. Let's say somebody's going to make a neder like this. I'm also to have a no from any Or that the Torah calls Or. So what does the Torah call Or? So we see that the Torah includes starlight as Or. I just want to say a vart, it's not relevant to this Gemara, but it's relevant to this week's parasha, and it's a beautiful vart. The beginning of the parasha says that Klal Yisrael compared to stars. Why, from everything that God created, did he compare us to stars? So I saw a gorgeous vart. When were stars created? So the Gemara says that we all know that the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Ein Shtei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesar Echad. The moon and the sun were originally equal. You can't have equals. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'chi Yomati Atzmech. You're right. You should become smaller and the sun will be bigger. At that point, the moon was very disappointed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it feel better. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Says, you know what? I'm going to give you an army. You're going to have an army called the stars. That's the way I make you feel better. So how did the creation of stars come about? It came about by making somebody feel good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be compared to something that makes people feel good. To make things something that makes others feel good. Meisvei asked the Gemara, La'or, the pasuk says in Iyos, La'or yokim ritzeach, in the morning the murderer gets up, yikdoil ani ve'evyon, kills poor destitute people, ubelayla yik ganef, at the night he's like a ganef. So we see La'or biker, La'or in the morning, so we see or means day. How do we see it? The Gemara proves it. If the pasuk says at night he's like a ganav, am or yumamahu, or means day. So the Gemara has kama. The pasuk is talking about a different thing altogether. If shitalach milsik nahira, if it's obvious to you that the fosh is kasi, that this person who's a ganav in your house, robber in your house, will kill you if he needs to. So he's labeled as a murderer, and you in self defense can kill him. However, if you're not quite certain, it's dark, then he only has the status of a ganef. You're not allowed to kill him in self-defense. So the way the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, explains the Gemara is like this. The pasuk says in the Chumash in Parashat Mishpatim, "In b'mechteres yimotzei haganef." If a ganef sneaks into your house, you're allowed to kill him in self-defense. But let's say you know that this ganef wouldn't kill you, because who's the ganef? He's your father. So a father may come and steal from his son's house, but he'll never kill his son. Then you have no right to kill him in self-defense, because it's not self-defense. That's what the pasuk is saying. If you know that he's a ganef, then you're allowed to kill him. But if he's your father, you're not allowed to kill him. Now, there's a machlokes from Shoinim. It's not for now. We'll learn Masechta Sanhedrin and Mitzvah Shem how to look at it. It's pshat like this, that if you know your it's your father, you're not allowed to kill him, unless you know your father's so depraved that he would kill you, chas v'shalom. But in absence of knowing that, you're not allowed to kill your father. Or is it the other way? Let's say your father, besides Nebuch being a ganef from you, you're also not quite certain what he would do if you were faced each other, what you're allowed to do when it's a suffix. Meisvei, another pasuk in Iyov, Yecheshku koichvei nisha, Iyov speaks about his horrible plight. The stars of the night get dark, Yikav L'or v'ayin, he hopes for light and he doesn't find it. V'yira b'fafei shachar, and he will not see the rising of the morning. Midakam yikav l'or v'ayin, that he's at night and he's hoping for something. What do you hope for at night? Hope for day. Alma or yimamahu. So think about that pasuk is a different point altogether. Hasamhu d'kam mayit le'iv l'mazle. Iyev is speaking about his horrible bad fortune. Omer, he said, "Yehi ravidlitz v'hai gavril nohayra." I hope for the day, I shouldn't see the day. Why should I not see the day? Because my days are full of tzaris, and why should I want them? Meisvei, another pasuk. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "V'omer achoshech yishafuni." I said that night envelops me, v'laila or badeni, and the day. Laila or baden, by night I hope for the day. Alma or yimamahu. Again, we see that or means day. This is what David Melch was saying. Ani amati ach choishech yishufini laylam haba. That even after I leave this world and I come to the next world, I will be enveloped with darkness. I will go to Gehenim. Why? Because of the aveira that he did with Bathsheba. Even in olam haba, shudoyim l'yoyim, which is light, it's great. I won't have a light. I won't have a great olam haba. I'll be in Gehenim. Achshav, but what did you do for me, God? Thanks, David HaMelech Hashem. Ha'olam hazeh, this world, shudayim l'layla, which is a dark place, there's sorrows in this world, or badeni, you have shown me that this world is good. How did he show him this world is good? Because the Medrash says that when Shlomo HaMelech attempted to bring the Oren into the Beis HaMikdash, it didn't fit through the door, and he kept on trying and nothing worked until he mentioned David HaMelech's name. And when he mentioned David HaMelech's name, then the Sh'arim opened up, the gates opened up, and everybody saw how great David was in God's eyes. So that's why Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world where everybody said David HaMelech wasn't such a great person, he did an Aveira, everybody was able to see that wasn't true. Meisvei asked the Gemara, there's a brisa. The brisa says, and we're going to speak about it in Mitzvah Shem, Rabbi Yehuda im Beitkin or Abba Asr, we do B'dikas Chametz in a number of times according to Rabbi Yehuda. We do it or Abba Asr, or Abba Asr Shachris in the morning, or B'shas Habir, and at the time when you have to burn the Chametz. Now, mid the Kama, Rabbi Yehuda, let's analyze Rabbi Yehuda's statement. His statement is Beitkin or Abba Asr, or Abba Asr Shachris in the morning. So, or Abba Asr couldn't mean the morning, because he already says he'd do it in the morning. Alma, so when he says or Abba Asr, what must I mean? Alma, or Otahu, or must mean the night. Shema Mino. So now, we brought a definitive proof that or means night. Meisvei, so now the Gemara asks another question, again to prove what or means. Ask the Rabbeinu David, we already brought a proof that or means night. So why is the Gemara trying to prove it again? It's already proven. Answers Rabbeinu David, When Rav Huna said at the beginning of the Gemara that Ar means day, perhaps Rav Huna doesn't mean that it only means day. It can mean either day or night. So just because we proved that in that Braisa Ar means night, doesn't mean that in our Mishnah has to mean night. In our Mishnah, Ar can mean day. Because according to Rav Huna, Ar can have one of two definitions, either day or night. So now we have to still try to prove conclusively that Ar means night and only night. Says the Gemara like this. Meisvei, and a Gemara will learn a Mitzvah later in the Masechta. Meisvei Abba Os B'Sis Malacha. When on the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, are you not allowed to do work? Whatever that means. Rabbi Yehuda Amim Mishas Nesachama from the morning. Amle Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Reb Yehuda. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says to Reb Yehuda, V'heich mitzinu yoyim Shemektsasoy osu basiyas malocha O mektsasoy mota basiyas malocha. Where do we find such a concept that part of the day you're allowed to do malocha? That means according to you, by the night of Erev Pesach, we know in the Jewish calendar the day begins by night, so your Dal Nisan begins at night, and you're allowed to do malocha according to you by night, and by day you're not allowed to do malocha. Where do we find that yom, that in one day part of the day you're not allowed to do work, that's during the day of Erev Pesach, the night before Mutar B'Sis Malocha? So Yehuda says, Erev Pesach, I'll show you, part of Erev Pesach you're still allowed to eat chametz, and part of the same day you're not allowed to eat chametz. So you see that one day can be divided in two. So now that's the braisa. Now let's analyze the braisa. Mid the kamer Yehuda m'shas netzachama. Rabbi Yehuda says that from when do you have to stop doing work? From the morning, from the sunrise. Alma, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who's arguing with him and says, or what must he mean with or? Alma or the kamer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what must he mean with that word? Urtuhu, he must mean the night. Says the Gemara, loy, my or, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mean with or? Amud haShachar, which is about 72 minutes before the Nets. That means everybody agrees you're allowed to do work at night. The Machloikas, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, is when by day do you have to stop? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you have to stop by the Amud haShachar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have till the Nets. Ask the Gemara, Hachi the Kamalei Heich Mitzinu Yoyin, Shemuktsas Mutar B'Sis Malacha, Mektsas Asur B'Sis Malacha. What was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying to Rabbi Yehuda? Where do we find this phenomena that part of the day is mutter and part of the day is asr? But if we could say now that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also holds that the issur of doing work only begins by a mutar shachar, so what's he better than Rabbi Yehuda? Name Iul Nafshe. He should be speaking to himself. According to him too, you're allowed to do the kosh shari, you're allowed to do work. So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov complaining to Rabbi Yehuda? He's no better. Night you could do work, by day you can't do work. Says the Gemara, Bish Hachikama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to say it like this. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying that you have to stop working by a Mutar Shachar. Bishlam Ladadi, according to me, Ashkachna de Kapalgi Rabbanan ben Yoim Lamaila. We find in Halacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Halacha makes a difference between night and day. We find such a difference. Gabbatana Sibur. Every fast day besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that the Halacha is An Masa Eichel V'Shaisa. To when are you allowed to eat and drink? The night before, let's say we had a Sar B'Tavis recently. So Sar B'Tavis by day, we fasted. Till Amud HaShachar, a Sar B'Tavis began at night, but till the morning, till Amud HaShachar, we were allowed to eat. Is when the rooster crows. It's not very big difference between that and Amud HaShachar. But you see, you're allowed to, there's a difference between day and night. El Ledeach, but according to you, when do you have to stop working? Only by the nets. That means part of the day, from Amud HaShachar till the nets, you're allowed to work, and from the nets and the rest of the day, you're not allowed to work. Heich Eshkachni Yoyimam Gufa, in day itself, the Pohud Bei Rabbanan, the Chazal differentiate that part of the day you're not allowed to do something, and part of the day you are allowed to do something. A Tainus is not a Raya, because a Tainus, the whole day, you're not allowed to eat. And that's Talocha. The halacha is, besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, Tanesim only begin by Amud HaShachar. But the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say somebody goes to sleep and he wants to eat when he gets up in the morning, he has to have in mind that when he gets up in the morning, it has to be before Moreh Shachar, that he's going to eat. Otherwise, the fast day automatically begins if he went to sleep with Shinas Kva. Two halachas that people don't know is, one is, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to start a Sudas Kva a half an hour before Moreh Shachar. So let's say somebody gets up before Amud HaShachar. He doesn't want to get up too early. So he gets up a couple of minutes before Amud HaShachar, but then he sits down to a real meal. It's Asr Halacha. Another thing is, there's a shal in the Mishnah Berurah, if this halacha that you have to make a tanai also refers to drinking. It could be for drinking, you don't need a tanai.
What? Purim is a minig.
It's a minig. It's not an isser.
It's not like a...
No, it's not like Erev Pesach. We'll learn Perek Makom Shenagu. So... Amalei. So now let's understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is saying, is where do we find that part of the day something is mutter and part of the day something is asur? So Rabbi Yehuda responds to him, "Hu atzma yichiyach. Erev Pesach is the best raya. Shemuktzasi mutter b'chilas chametz. Part of Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat chametz. Umuktzasi asur b'chilas chametz. And part of the day you're not allowed to eat chametz." Says the Gemara, "Shapa kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Yehuda is responding very well. Says the Gemara, "Hach kamalei Rabbi Elazar." I'm speaking to you about not being allowed to work on Erev Pesach, which is something midrabbanan. Va'at amridli, and what are you responding to me with chametz deraisa? You can't respond to me with a deraisa din to a derabbanan din. That hacha os rachmana. Until this time, Chazal said you're not allowed to eat. That hacha shor rachmana. And here Chazal said you are allowed to eat. Vidach. So how does Rabbi Yehuda respond to that? Shos derabbanan. Maybe. The concept, the part of Erev Pesach you are allowed to eat chametz, and part of Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat chametz is midaraisa. But what hours in the day that is drabonin. So it's not a deraisa din; it's a drabonin din. Vidach says back Rabbi Elazar, hachokak hu d'av rabbanon deraisa. So the way Mefarshim explained the Gemara is like this: the two types of drabonins. Sometimes drabonin make a iser to safeguard a deraisa. This is a perfect example. Midaraisa you're not allowed to eat chametz from chatzos an Erev Pesach. Learned the Gemara Mitzvah. The Rabbanan went and said earlier, kedei lahachikus adam aver, not to make a mistake. Sometimes the Rabbanan make a new din that has no basis in the Torah. What's an example? Not allowed to work Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you can't compare a Rabbanan which is only to safeguard a deraisa to a Rabbanan which is a new invention altogether. Meisei. So the Gemara proves it from another place. The halacha is like this: Hachodesh hazeh lachem roish chadashim. The way midaraisa we determine a new month is by Adam coming and saying they see the new moon. A Jewish month could either have 29 or 30 days. That's it. Either day 30 is the first day of the next month, or day 31 is the day of the next month. It matters when the Adam come and say they saw the new moon. If they came and they say they saw it on the 30th day, and Bezdin declares that day is Rish Chodesh, they didn't have emails and faxes and internet and telephone. So how does the whole world know that it's Rish Chodesh? So they had an elaborate system called Nasi and Masus. They used to go up on a mountain and make a torch, and that's how from one mountain to the next mountain they spread the word. But the Gemara, as we're going to learn now, says they only had to do that if they made the 30th day Rosh Chodesh. So then the night between day 30 and 31, which is really day 1 and 2 of the new month, they did this system. But let's say the previous month was a full month, a Chodesh Me'ubur, that the month had 30 days, and day 31 was day 1 of the new month. They didn't go through this process. Says the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Eimasim Mesuas, they didn't do these torches, El Al Chodesh Nir Bizmano Lekatshay, only if they made Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day of the previous month. The Eimasim Mesina Suas, when did they do this? La'ori Burai, on the night between day 30 and 31, which is really day 1 and 2 of the new month. Alma, obviously, Ar Urtahu. Here we have a definitive proof that Ar means night. Shmamina. Ask the Chasam Sofer, who says that Ar means night? Maybe Ar means morning. And they did this system of Masim Asuas after the Amud HaShachar, when it's morning in Halacha, but it's still dark enough that they should work. So Chasam Sofer says that couldn't be. He says this was a big operation, a big process, putting up all of these torches. and in the short window of from Amudah Shachar to Netz, which is only 72 minutes, they couldn't have done it. So Or must be night, and they had a whole night to get it done.
Why would they even wait till the end? If they want people to know, they would want
the
word out.
Yeah, but the Gemara is trying to bring a definitive proof that Or means day. Night, it's not definitive, possibly. So he answers it is. May say, Hayyamid Kalalaila, if a kohen was standing in the Mizbeach all night, or Makral Mizbeach, and he's doing his Avoida, La'ira, and then day breaks, and we know that kohen, before he does the Avoida, he had to do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, he had to sanctify his hands and feet from the water in the Kiya. When the morning breaks, he's still in the middle of the Avoida, still Tong Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim, Divrei Rebbe. So you see, that Oira means morning. Says the Gemara, Oira Shani. It's different when it says or it says Oira. Or means night. Oira means day. Our Mishnah says or. And this Gemara is also very relevant. Let's say somebody gets up early in the morning. This time of the year, it's very possible. He gets up early in the morning to learn or whatever. It's before Amud HaShachar, but when he gets up, he washes his hands, like the Halacha tells us. From here we see that you're supposed to wash your hands again after the Amud HaShachar. The halacha, where is this halacha said? This halacha is said by slichos. The halacha says that a person gets up for slichos. In those days, people get up as shmeiros habayker very early to say slichos, and then after so it's before Amud HaShachar. It says in halacha that a person should wash his hands again. You don't have to necessarily do it to say you do negavas with the three times back and forth, but you should wash your hands again. Based on this Gemara, the same like a kohen who got up and he did Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim before he did the Avoida, but when day breaks, he should do Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim again.